The Australian Open on In Play Radio.
Welcome along. This is the Australian Open podcast from William Hill. Every day we're looking at some of the best bets coming up overnight to give you something to look forward to. And today Dave Kellner's with me, Lee Phelps, to have a look at Andy Murray's match overnight. It's been doing all right, actually, Murray, hasn't he? He's not making too much noise, but he doesn't make that much noise these days anyway, does he? He just kind of gets himself through the tournaments, and then we can get excited when he gets to the quarters and the semis. Grigor Dimitrov, though, this time, which is a bit of a step up in class to what he's faced so far. As he said himself, you know, he's one of the younger guys. The hunger's definitely there. He's 12-5 to beat Murray. Murray 1-3. Murray in straights is 13-8. Murray in four is 5-2, and Murray in five sets is 5-1. It is an interesting match. Dimitrov, I suppose, is one of those. Every season we get a few different players who come through, and then the next big thing. Dimitrov's been the next big thing for a little while now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has stepped up though. I think that's and this is definitely a raising class for Andy Murray. Murray has looked good so far. Testament, I think, to his consistency over the last decade, that this is his seventh straight fourth round appearance in the Australian Open. Does love it here. Three-time finalist, of course, in the Aussie Open. And it has been pretty comprehensive for Andy Murray so far. Yuki Bambury wasn't an opponent that he would have expected to... He wasn't an opponent he would have expected to have any hardship against.
No.
He beat him in straight sets comprehensively. Marinko Matosevic, I thought that might have been a little bit more tight, a little bit more of a challenge, but came through that in straight sets and then beat Zhao Souza a couple of days ago in straights as well. So it has been easy for Andy Murray. Grigor Dimitrov has found things more difficult, much more difficult so far. I mean, his match against Marcos Baghdatis was a bit of a belter, and he came through a four-setter against Lucas Lacco as well. So it's been a tougher for Dimitrov. I think this is the matchup that everyone wanted to see at this part of the championship in the fourth round, mainly because everyone remembers that Wimbledon match last year where Grigor Dimitrov beat him in straight sets, and it was a rude awakening for Murray because people were expecting him to cruise through the tournament last year at Wimbledon. Yeah. And he was a short price to do so, wasn't he? I think at that point when he got beat by Dimitrov, he was hot second favourite to win the championship at Wimbledon. So that was really detrimental in his season. And he didn't play well at all in that match.
Yeah, just looking at the stats back then, just to remind myself, and he had a 31% second serve points win. I mean, that's very, very low. I mean, Dimitrov was up around the 60%, which you'd expect. That's nothing out of the ordinary. And his return points won, Murray, was down 30%, 24 unforced errors. Mm. I mean, to be fair, Dimitrov had more unforced errors, and sometimes they can be a little misleading, can't it? Because if you go for your shots, you tend to have more unforced errors. Yeah, I mean, that is a... He then lost to him... He lost to him twice in 2014. And then in the Paris Masters, which, you know, in terms of the season, was only a few weeks ago, really, right at the end of the season, he beat him in straight 6-3, 6-3 on indoor hard. So, you know, but won a piece on the hard last year. Dimitrov beat him in Acapulco. Semi-finals there, 4-6, 7-6, 7-6. Do you expect it to be close, whatever happens?
Yeah, probably. But I think completely different conditions. And these conditions suit Andy Murray a lot more than they suit Grigor Dimitrov. And that's why the prices are as they stand at the moment, with Murray quite heavily odds on here at 1-3. And he has been backed. He was 4-11. Dimitrov 12-5. And I think that's all down to conditions on court. Ball doesn't travel as quickly through the surface as it does at Wimbledon. So we're likely to have more baseline rallies in this matchup. And that will give Andy Murray the opportunity to absorb the pressure that Dimitrov produces. And Andy Murray should win this match, I think. Even against Zhao Souza, though, Souza had opportunity in that third set to win it. He was 4-1 and a break up in that third set. Murray has a tendency to switch off in matches. It's still there, and it's still evident. You look back through his history here as well. In the fourth round, came through a five-setter against Fernando Verdasco in the fourth round back in 2009. And last year, Stefan Robert, the Frenchman, took a set off him in the fourth round, came through in four sets. That's the concern with Murray. If he does switch off like he did against Souza, he's going to be punished and he's going to lose a set.
Yeah, definitely. That was the most important thing about the Marinko-Matasevic match. It wasn't
Matosevic, I think it is.
Yeah, Matosevic. Matosevic. He didn't switch off at all.
Yes.
He put his foot down at 6-1, 6-3, 6-2. And as you say, Bambry, you know, he shouldn't have got to a tiebreak with Bambry, let's be honest. That's just purely because he switched off. And 7-5 in that third set against Souza. Did he do this in straight sets?
No, I don't think so. I think he loses a set here. Dimitrov is too strong a player to be whitewashed by Andy Murray at this stage in the tournament, given his recent record against Murray as well. I think Murray wins mainly because the courts suit him so much better than Dimitrov. Mm. Dimitrov wants a speedy surface like Wimbledon, where his huge serve is a bigger weapon. And it's still a weapon on this surface, but it's not as strong as it would be at Wimbledon. So I think he wins the set, but only gets one here. Andy Murray out for revenge, given that the last time they met in a slam, Dimitrov won, and it was a big victory for Dimitrov in straight sets at Wimbledon. Murray's not a better player now, but his game's stronger than it was at that point in the season last year. So I think Andy Murray wins in four sets here. 3-1 Andy Murray at 5-2 is my
interesting
play.
That, isn't it? Because, I mean, you know, that's the favourite is Murray in straights.
Yeah.
3-0. 5-2 for 3-1. When you look at the set betting for Dimitrov to win a set, 4-9. Mm. I mean, they're telling you that, you know, it's a pretty short price.
He's expected to get one.
So, I mean, what's wrong with 3-1?
And I think the other thing you've got to take into note is made the quarterfinals here last year, Dimitrov, but in his 3 years prior to that, where, admittedly, he maybe hadn't grown up and matured like he has now. Second round exit 2011, second round exit 2012, first rounder in 2013. I do think Wimbledon suits Dimitrov much better than these courts in Australia. So I'll take Murray to win this one, but 3-1, because Murray will have a lapse in concentration at some point. So 3-1 Murray for me at 5-2 looks nice.
Yeah, very good indeed. That's your lot for today. If you're having a bet on any of the tennis taking place later on, then very best of luck. All the prices are available on the tennis tab at williamhill.com. So if you're having a bet on the Murray match or any others, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.